ABC Listen.
Hello there, my name's Emily and you're listening to News Time.
How's it going?
Howdy, Emily.
On today's episode, you'll meet some soccer players being rewarded for their efforts in a surprising way. Plus, a dry riverbed uncovers ancient artifacts and some fresh fashions take the runway. Are you ready?
On with the show.
This is News Time now.
It feels like years ago that we were all caught up in the excitement of the FIFA Men's World Cup. But it was only a few weeks ago, and now all the players have made the journey home to the countries they represented. Whether they came home with a winner's trophy or exited the competition earlier than they would have hoped, players were celebrated by their fans and families.
I think they were welcomed very warmly. For example, like, hey, you guys did well, it's okay that you lost.
I reckon the Spaniards would have been really warmly welcomed.
Spain won the final match against Argentina, and the Spanish players were welcomed with a big parade and a huge countrywide party. Two of the players on the team got more than just applause, though. Fabian Ruiz and Gavi come from a small town just south of Seville in Spain. This small town is known for producing amazing footy players and amazing tomatoes too. So when Ruiz and Gavi arrived home, they were gifted their body weight in tomatoes to say thanks for a job well done.
I think that's a little weird, honestly.
Kinda nice, and it's nice, but it's also quite weird.
I think it's okay because Spanish people, their jersey's red and they're having tomatoes.
I think it's a nice reward, but I just don't know what they would use it for.
A lot of salads and sauces, I'm guessing. Player Gavi hopped on the scales and weighed in at 68.5 kilograms. So that's the weight of the trays of juicy red tomatoes he was given. Ruiz weighed 85 kilograms. He might have to invite a few friends over to help him get through all of those tomatoes.
Maybe they don't want to eat the tomatoes in a whole day.
Kind of unfair because they should get the same amounts.
It's not the first time this town has done this, though. The tradition started more than 15 years ago when a player named Navas was the first person from the little town to win the World Cup. It has me wondering, if you were to be rewarded with your weight in something, what would it be?
I don't really like tomatoes. I'd rather have 30 kilos of potatoes. Maybe 30 kilos of free tickets to the movies.
Now you're thinking.
What's next?
The Danube River is the second longest river in Europe. It runs through heaps of countries. Germany, Austria, Slovakia, Hungary, Croatia, Serbia, Bulgaria, Romania, Moldova, and Ukraine.
Wow.
Europe has been experiencing a heat wave. It's been really hot, and there hasn't been very much rain. So parts of the Danube River have dried up, and it's revealing part of the riverbed. If you were to visit part of the dried up Danube River near Serbia, you'd see shipwrecks from World War II and bones from a woolly mammoth.
It's a giant elephant kind of thingy-o. It would be kind of scary.
It's kind of like a giant hairy elephant.
Oh look, there's a mammoth bone.
Experts from the Rus Regional Museum of History have helped to identify a jawbone, fragments of tusks, part of a mammoth shoulder blade, and a femur. That's the leg bone.
It would also be very cool to see one, like, I don't know how long it's been extinct, but it'll be very cool, like seeing a dinosaur fossil.
It's kind of cool to be able to see these artifacts from history, but the dry river is causing some problems. Fishing is difficult, and power plants that usually rely on water from the river to keep them cool are having a tough time too. Plus, there are heaps of ships that are stranded. They can't get to their destinations because the water is too low.
In Europe, the heat gets really high, and then maybe there's many heat waves to make the thing dry.
Yep, that's it. The heat in Europe is pretty intense, and it's summer over there at the moment, while here we have winter. Experts think that part of the reason the river is so dry at the moment is global warming. It's getting hotter in Europe because of climate change.
We could preserve the water.
Maybe let's not litter.
The water should rise in the Danube again soon. It'll just feel like a long wait for the people who live along the riverbanks.
Next story, please.
Australia's largest showcase of First Nations fashion has been held in Darwin on Larrakia country. It's called the National Indigenous Fashion Awards, and the exciting event features an awards ceremony and, of course, a fashion show.
People dress up and show off their looks.
Well, they walk down like the aisle and the clothes are that they made.
Yeah, First Nations artists and designers from around Australia came together to show off their best work and most creative looks. After lots of different fashion shows, some designers were awarded for their work.
Because there's many white people that do fashion shows, and maybe they like do one for the First Nations people.
One of the biggest awards of the night went to Delveen Cockatoo Collins. She's a designer from Quandamooka country in southeast Queensland, and she makes clothes, accessories and homewares. Delveen says her work always starts with a story, maybe from her mum or her grandmother, about their culture and community. Delveen makes things with her hands, and she uses natural dyes and materials that are kinder to the environment.
Like, they wouldn't have gone to a shop and bought stuff. They would have probably made it from stuff that was natural.
Delveen says that the awards are a great way to connect artists from all around the country, and it helps everyone share stories and knowledge too. When people look at clothes on a runway, they might be able to see the story of where that outfit came from. The colours and the shapes and patterns are often unique to a particular place or people.
They probably feel happy.
Yeah, they probably feel proud of themselves.
We usually see clothes as a thing we just need to wear every day to be able to learn and play. But this First Nations fashion show is a way of treating clothes as artworks and as a way to connect with culture and community. If you'd like to see some of the designs from the awards, ask your grown-ups to head to the Newstime page on the ABC Kids Listen website. I've got some questions. I hope you've got the answers. Question 1. Which country are the tomato-winning footy players from? Spain. Question 2. What sort of animal bones were uncovered in the riverbed? Mammoth bones. Question 3. The National Indigenous Fashion Awards were held in Darwin. Who are the traditional owners of that land? I'll give you a multiple choice. Was it the Gadigal, the Noongar, or the Larrakia? Larrakia. And your news noodler, what would you like to be rewarded with your weight in? Apples? Coloured pencils? Pool noodles? That's it. How'd you go? Thanks for all your help today, friends.
Bye.
Thanks a million.
You're welcome. Catch you Friday. Newstime is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, head to the Kids tab on the ABC Listen app. It's free from your app store.
Guess what, Quest Heads?
That's what we call you now, the listeners of the Story Salad Quest Mode podcast.
New episodes are coming every week.
Each week, we take the start of your strange, mysterious, and totally unhinged stories,
which you've submitted via the Kids Listen website.
And we finish it off by making up the entirely improvised ending.
Find Story Salad Quest Mode episodes on the Kids tab of the free ABC Listen app.